This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. One co-owner of Club Q says he plans to reopen the LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. Nick Greska says he hopes a new start can help people heal.
This community has expressed wholeheartedly their need for the space that we've provided for 20 years. So work is being done with the community to figure out how or what that reopening looks like and when.
Gerska says he's looking for a temporary solution at another venue to get his employees back to work. Five people were killed in the shooting. A benefit show is being held tonight at the Colorado Springs Auditorium. All proceeds will go toward people affected. The race for Lauren Boebert's seat in Congress will officially go to a recount. Democratic challenger Adam Frisch has already conceded to Boebert, but the recount decision isn't up to him. The two candidates are only separated by about 0.3% of the vote. State law requires an automatic recount whenever a margin is less than half a percentage point. The recount must be complete by December 13th. Frisch has already filed paperwork to face Boebert again in 2024. A coalition of environmental groups are asking state regulators to write new rules to limit the public health effects of soil and gas development. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The new petition from environmentalists asks regulators to reconsider how oil and gas development hurts air quality, especially in low-income communities. It proposes new rules like limited fracking during the summer ozone season or a prohibition on new drilling permits. Oil and gas industry representatives have called it the latest, quote, crusade to ban their work through any means necessary. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.